Yeah, it was that the high school kind of like a bunch of dumb kids trying to put together something. And a lot of the guys, they were really into like the screamo music at the time. And so we would have really heavy parts in it that were almost like a metal band. It's kind of, I mean, it's more just like a rock. I wouldn't say we weren't as talented as Chicago, but we were a lot of distortion on the guitars and stuff like that.
All right, so now you're fusing ska and jazz and a swing sensibility. Why are you fusing those musics?
Because I enjoy playing jazz, but I also, I mean, I'm not from the swing era, so I have a lot of influences besides that that I just enjoy playing. And for the first time, this group was someone that I didn't have a director. And I didn't have someone who was sitting there telling me you can't play this or you can play that, you know. And so we just kind of play whatever we want. So it's pretty flexible. It's fun to play.
Well, if you would, talk about your time at ICC and even ISU when you were doing music and how that influenced what you're doing today.
I really loved ICC a lot because ICC is the type of place that no one holds your hand through it. It's how hard you want to work. My first year there, I didn't make like jazz band. There was these really incredible drummers there at the time who just blew me out of the water. And so that's when I started the band, was in the summer after my freshman year. And then we have some really, really good instructors at ICC. And I not for a moment felt like I didn't get a good education there. It was my first real experience with playing with serious musicians.
Okay.
And then when I got to ISU, it was like, now there's just hundreds of these kids who are my age who are just incredible musicians. I've met so many outstanding musicians and teachers there. Tom Marco, the jazz instructor at ISU, I mean, I can't thank him enough because I would not be anywhere near the drummer I am today if it wasn't for him.
I was gonna say, talk about great drummers. There you go right there.
Yeah.
What is it about the fusion of ska and jazz that just kind of struck a chord with you?
Well, I think when I'm kind of that product of starting in fifth grade band. I had a lot of friends who ended up quitting band, kind of like in eighth grade or whatever. And then those same guys are the ones that once we were in high school, they discovered ska music. And all of them are like, oh man, I wish I was still playing trumpet because, you know, they gave it up. And now they realize, oh, there's really fun music out there that I could have played. You don't see ska in big band. You're not going to see a lot of those groups that have been around for 30 years pulling out a ska chart. So I don't know. It's just something that I've always really enjoyed. And I feel like ska is, it's not like pep band. It's really happy and energetic. And I just like combining the two.
Let me put you on the spot for a second. And
okay.
Was that sort of an editorial comment in that maybe if, you know, at the elementary and especially the junior high and middle school level, that this kind of music was incorporated a little bit more, kids might be even more interested?
Well, I think at least showing them what's out there. And it's not, I'm not attacking any directors or anything because, you know, they have a lot of work to do. And it's hard to do everything. But there's a lot of guys I see out there that they just don't know what's out there. I think if they would at least be introduced to that music, it would just maybe inspire some kids to see what they can do, you know.
So once you discovered this music, it really sort of freed you a little bit.
Yeah, it was an opportunity to go outside of the box. You know, I played all through school and all the band programs and everything. But when I started my own band and started doing ska music, it was like I just got to do whatever I wanted. And, you know, some of those things were probably mistakes or stuff that wasn't really that professional sounding, but it was a learning experience. And I got to be creative past what I was allowed to in school.
I'm losing my mind to her crazy fire eyes. Summer love, it's not what it used to be. Summer love relieved itself on me. I thought she was kind and lovely, but I saw her after the fact and she was crazy.
Well, what was the spark that got you to start your band in the first place?
I had always dreamed about having a big band, But when I got into college, I didn't make it into the jazz band at ICC. So over the summer, I really missed it because I missed out on a whole entire year of playing. So I started the group originally just to get myself playing and to offer something for other people to play in. And I think after starting the group and just seeing that, like, we can do whatever we want, and we can just have a good time, and there's no one telling us what we can and can't do. Again, not attacking directors or anything, but it was just having that freedom. I just loved it so much, and that's, I just kept going with it.
It's difficult enough to lead a group of two, three, or four, and you've got how many in your SCAS band?
I have around 20 people, yeah.
What kind of challenges do you face being the band leader of a 20-piece band?
Well, it's gotten easier over time. When I first started, you know, especially being a local group with a lot of young kids, I had a lot of people who, they've never been a part of a group outside of a school. And I was lucky enough in middle school to have played in a rock band where we had a guy who ran everything, and it was like, we have rehearsals every week, and if you don't show up, you're out. And so when I first started the group, I had a lot of people who didn't show up and had attitude problems, and that took some time. You know, I had to let people go. Over time, I weeded out those people who were just in it to, like, say they're in a band. And now I have a lot of really devoted guys who just work really, really hard. It's gotten easier, but it does have its challenges. I mean, you have to kind of be a psychologist, you know what every single person in your band is there for, because everybody has different things.
As you mentioned, most of the folks in your band, if not all of them, are relatively young. Is there a hunger out there for people your age to be playing different kinds of music, music like this?
I think so, yeah. And, I mean, for me, I tried to take advantage of every single opportunity I possibly could. A lot of the guys in my group, at least when we first started, were the guys that they weren't in the top jazz band in school, or they weren't in the top concert band, and nobody was really asking them to play. And it was just they didn't have opportunities because no one asked them. And so when they started playing for my group, some of those guys, you know, started out 4 or 5 years ago, and they're incredible players now because now they had the opportunity to get better. And I have some guys that come from really small schools that just didn't have a large music program. I was just the type of person, I wanted to play as much as possible, and I'm lucky that now there's other kids who get the opportunity as well.
What are you getting out of this now?
I mean, I have a pretty incredible setup now. I mean, I write all the music for the group, and that's really right, you know, composing and arranging something I've always really loved to do. And I mean, not very many people at age 25 can say they have a group of 20 people in their garage every Sunday playing the charts they write, you know, live. So it's pretty incredible.
Thank you.